Our next speaker is Claude Steele. Claude will speak about creating trust across racial lines in an age of polarization. Claude Steele is a social psychologist who has studied stereotypes, how they affect us, and what we can do about it. He is also the author of Whistling Vivaldi, How Stereotype Affects Us and What We Can Do. Please go ahead, Claude.
Thank you. I would say my research in the last number of years and thinking has focused on a basic question that is perhaps part of the root of the current moments that we're facing in a larger society. The question is, how do you achieve a successfully diverse community? And by that I mean a community within an organization, within an institution, within a classroom. How do you make diversity work in the sense that everybody feels like they are able to contribute from the standpoint of their identities and their backgrounds, that those identities and backgrounds are valued for their perspective, and at the same time they feel that they're not going to be disadvantaged by those identities? That would be one way of describing what a successfully diverse community is. This research is derived from our research on stereotype threat. I'll give you a thumbnail definition of that and then some examples to connect it to the larger question. Stereotype threat is simply being in a situation or doing something for which a negative stereotype about one of your identities, your age, your race, your gender, is relevant. When that happens, you know that you could be judged or treated in terms of that stereotype. And if the situation or the thing you're doing is important to you, then the prospect of being seen that way can be upsetting, distracting. It can interfere with your functioning right there in the immediate situation, and maybe can deter you, if you have that experience on a regular basis in that domain, it can deter you from choosing a whole walk of life. That's what stereotype threat is. A lot of the research has looked at its effects on intellectual performance. Today I want to talk about its effects on our relationships with each other, and I want to give an example of how it might work. This, imagine a typical parent-teacher conference at school. And the parents in this little drama are African Americans coming to talk about their son with their son's teacher, and the teacher is their meeting to have a conversation. The in that situation, I've been one, are concerned that their child not be seen in terms of the stereotypes that they know are out there, that maybe doesn't have the same abilities, maybe he's aggressive. They don't want their child to be seen that way, and they want the school to recognize the talent potential of their son and to invest in it. The teacher, on the other hand, and so they're on edge almost inherently defending against the possibility of their child being seen that way. The teacher, on the other hand, say it's a white teacher in this situation, is worried that any kind of criticism of maybe intended to be constructive could wind up getting her seen as racist, perhaps. That's the stereotype threat that she's dealing with in that situation. First, I think it's important in relation to Allison's remarks that this is history coming down to visit these people in this situation, making this situation fraught. These stereotypes come out of our histories, and here they are in the present moment, affecting our ability to relate to each other, to trust each other in this situation. And that really is the word I want to settle on for the moment, that I hope that illustrates how the stereotypes and our identities in certain situations can problematize trust, can make it difficult for us to trust each other. It's an unfortunate legacy of our history that is still with us in our attempts to relate to each other, and that can affect our abilities to function together in diverse settings. That's the argument here. And it can have profound effects. I'll give you a very quick example of an experiment that I think illustrates this. The question of the research is, how can a white professor give critical feedback to a black student and have that feedback be trusted? You might want to extrapolate this to a manager-employee situation. I think the same logic would hold. So we had Stanford students, white and black, write essays about their favorite teacher. ostensibly for a magazine on teaching, and the idea was maybe their articles, if their essays, if they were good, might be published in that magazine. They come back 2 days later to get feedback on the essay they wrote, and we're interested in how much they trust the feedback and how motivating the feedback is. And we vary how the feedback is given. And what we found, somewhat to our surprise, is that when you give the feedback straightforwardly, or even with a positive statement about the student before you give them the critical feedback, when you do either of those, the black students don't trust the feedback, not nearly as much as white students do. And these are Stanford students, highly selected, strong students. That's what's a little surprising. But then when you think about it, you can see what's going on, which is that from the standpoint of black students, they can't quite be sure that the feedback is related to their work versus related to how the feedback giver may perceive their group, the stereotypes that they may be subject to in that situation. It ambiguates the feedback. It makes it difficult to trust the feedback. And in this situation, it makes it difficult to benefit from the feedback. And that is a predicament of identity that is going to be with them throughout their schooling experience, really as a function of the history of the United States, it's the stereotypes it's generated and their relevance in this immediate situation to interpreting what's going on with them. That's the first point to be made here. There is good news. There is a way to give that feedback that cuts through that and enables black students to trust it. And that is as follows. The feedback giver says, look, we're using very high standards in evaluating these essays. They may be published. I've looked at your essay, and I think you can meet those standards. Here's the critical feedback. Well, when it came that way, with signals that told the black students that their abilities were trusted and respected in the situation, that the feedback was a part of that, they trusted the feedback categorically, just absolutely, and were highly motivated to work on their essays to improve them. Well, I think that gets at a core challenge of the diverse American society that we have, for our institutions to function well, for our relationships to function well, we have to pay more attention to building trust among ourselves, that we can't presume it in light of the history that we have, in light of the things we see on television every night. It's a fundamental psychological challenge for African Americans, and I think other minorities, and I think the poor, but it's also a challenge for white Americans. Can we trust ourselves together with each other? So
I'll come back to you in the Q&A in a few minutes.